In his Richmond Hill house, 23-year-old Harrison Forsyth plays some chords on one of his company's guitars as he waits for a callback from a customer. His office is in his parents' basement. He runs his own company called Fret City. It's a full-time job. He spends part of his days on the phone, but sometimes customers come to the showroom. Forsyth built it himself.
Basically, at that point in my life, I was working at Starbucks, and I had been for the previous 4 years. And it was okay. I didn't mind it, but I kind of got sick of it after a while. And after, a four-year tenure, as I like to call it, I decided to take matters into my own hands and start my own business.
Forsyth's father helped him take out a loan to build his inventory. He's also built a steady base of customers from around Canada, and he's even shipped guitars overseas. He prides himself on his creation of a unique music store experience.
I always got sick of walking into guitar stores and seeing, there's always some asshole sitting on a bench, cranking out some Van Halen solo that sounds terrible, and just made my, it just kind of realized my bleak outlook on life whenever I saw that happening. So I figured I'm going to start my own store and then I won't have to deal with this anymore, so.
Forsyth may soon not be dealing with his business for much longer. He's already planning to look for a buyer. With a degree in classics from York University, he's heading off this summer to Italy to work on an archaeological dig. Jesse Mirsky, Observer Radio News, Toronto.